It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Here we go. We're down to the final week in high school basketball. Certainly hard to believe, but welcome into our broadcast here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton, our studio producer on the ones and the twos. Brandon Tedman with you here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's going to be the Northeast Kansas League in the Big East squaring off here tonight. We are at Perry Lee Compton High School as the Cause play host to the Dragons of Valley Falls. Taking a look at both of these teams coming in, starting on the girls' side, Valley Falls, 8 wins, 13 losses. This is their 22nd game of the season. On the other side, the home team Cause, they are 10-11 going into game number 22 here tonight. On the boys' side, a great one on tap in the second game of our doubleheader, 2-14-7 teams, starting with the road team, and that is Valley Falls. 9-1 in league play. They still could win the league championship. That is if Riverside were to lose tonight to Pleasant Ridge. Obviously, this is interleague matchup, so nothing to do with the league standings, but Valley Falls again in the mix, but they need a Riverside loss tonight down the road at Pleasant Ridge. Perry Lee Compton mentioning 14-7 as well. This is a team that has battled through a tough Big East league. They've been very good out of league play. 5-5, they closed out their Big East record on Friday night with a loss to Sabetha. But outside of that, they are 9-2 in non-league games. And the boys, a rematch from 13 days ago in which Perry Lee Compton defeated the Dragons 66-60. Excited to bring you these two here tonight. We'll step aside. We'll get you ready for the girls' contest. The starting lineups and the tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network, Megan Sturton, our studio producer tonight, Brandon Tedman with you here from Perry Lee Compton High School, Cause playing host to the Dragons of Valley Falls. Moments away from the start of our girls' game here tonight. Let's get you caught up on these two teams and where they stand in regionals. Starting with Valley Falls, their record 8-13. They're currently 12th out of 17 teams in the Mission Valley 2A Regional. They're a game behind Jackson Heights right now for the 11 seed. They're clear out in front of Washington County, who is the 13 seed right now. So there is a chance for Valley Falls to maybe bump up a spot to number 11. But right now it seems to be Valley Falls kind of locked in maybe potentially to that number 12 seed in that 2A Mission Valley Regional. Perry Lee Compton, double-digit wins, 10 and 11, currently number 9 in the Sabetha 3A Regional. That is out of 16 teams right now. They're trailing the 8 seed Nemaha Central by a couple games and just one game ahead right now of Royal Valley in that 10 spot. But it appears to be that 9 or 10 spot, depending on some outcomes, where Perry Lee Compton's going to end up here after the end of the regular season later on this week. Again, all right, let's get you right into it. Valley Falls here at Perry Lee Compton tonight. Girls game on deck. Let's get you tonight's starting lineup. So we start with the road team per usual. That is Valley Falls. The Dragons under first-year head coach Chad Van Houten. Their record is 8 wins and 13 losses. They closed out their league schedule on Friday with a 3-point win at home against Oskaloosa. Paisley Heinen, a 5'5 junior guard, 3.2 points and 2.1 rebounds a game. Brecken Moore on the wing. She's a 5'6 sophomore. 5.2 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. The other side on the wing, Gracie Connor. 2 years of varsity experience. A 5'6 senior averaging 5.4 points and 5.2 rebounds a game. The forward spot, Abby Wilson, a 5'9 junior at 2.1 points and a team leading 6.2 rebounds per game. And then the second team All-League selection from last season, Callie DeLong, the 5'4 junior point guard, team leading 7.8 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. So again, for the Dragons tonight, it's Heinen, DeLong, Moore, Wilson, and Connor. Fifth-year head coach Joey Franzetta, the Perry Lee Compton cause, 10 wins, 11 losses this season, closed out league play at 4-6 after they won at Sabetha on Friday night, 55-22. Jolie Corcoran, 5'4 freshman guard, 6.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Tatum Kalovich, one of the two forwards, 6-foot sophomore, 7.2 points and 6 rebounds a game. You got the two wings, Devin Aldrich, a 5'7 senior at 3 points and 3 rebounds a game, and Kaylin Metcalf, 5'7 sophomore, 3.8 points and 3.4 rebounds a game. And then you got Macy Corcoran, the 5'8 junior forward, a team leader, 13.3 points, and a team leading 7.5 rebounds a game. So again, for Joey Franzetta and Perry Lee Compton tonight, it's Corcoran, two sisters, of course, Jolie and Macy, Kalovich, Aldrich, and Metcalf. The opening tip-off here tonight brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, excited to bring you our coverage here tonight. Final week of the regular season here in high school basketball. We're going to be right into postseason action coming up next week, so stick with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are excited to get to postseason basketball per usual. Well, the home white uniforms for Perry Lee Compton, they will go from right to left here in the opening half. Valley Falls in the road blacks. From left to right, here's Perry Lee Compton, the opening possession of tonight's game. And we are underway. First at 2 tonight here on KNZA. Perry Lee Compton, 57 points per game this season. Here's Macy Corcoran at the high post. Gets it right back on the high post. Lost it on a dive in, out of bounds, and last touch by Valley Falls. 19 on the shot clock. 7:43 to go opening quarter. First possession tonight for either side. Jolie Corcoran, long pass into the corner. Metcalf wide open for three, and it's nothing but net. Good start for Perry Lee Compton, the 5'7 sophomore, Kaylin Metcalf, and the cause out to a 3-0 lead. From left to right, here comes Valley Falls. They scored at 37 points per game. This is one of their better seasons they have had in some time and could push for double-digit wins for the first time in a handful of years, depending on this week and the postseason next week. Left side on the wing, Paisley Hine in the touch. Had it knocked away, and it's a pickpocket, a turnover by the Dragons. It's a steal for Macy Corcoran. Spins up and in with the right hand for two. So right back up the floor, Macy Corcoran, her first 2 points tonight, and a 5-0 start here for the home team cause. We played a minute of tonight's game. Left side, Callie DeLong, second team all-league in the Northeast Kansas League last season. Finds it into the corner with Brecken Moore, her pass, and knocked out of bounds. Another near steal by Macy Corcoran. And they're going to say last touch by the Dragons on the far side of the floor. So they have turned it over on back-to-back possessions here to start. Games tonight here on KNZA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Good start here for Perry LeCompton, a 5-0 lead. Here's Macy Corcoran back to Jolie. Long pass left corner, looking for Aldridge. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Falls. Do have the shot clock here at Perry LeCompton tonight. Certainly something to note throughout the evening. Right into the corner with Macy Corcoran, getting it from the younger sister, Jolie. Macy had it knocked away, trying to get a steal, but Jolie chasing it into the backcourt, and they're going to call a kicked ball on Jolie as it kind of ricocheted off her right ankle into the backcourt, so ultimately a turnover there for Perry LeCompton, their first tonight, and Valley Falls getting the ball back at 90 seconds into the game, trailing 5-0. Here's Brecken Moore with it. Right side on the wing with the dribble. Back up top it goes. Straight away three. It is Chloe Cox who had just checked into the game. That one high off the heel and a rebound for Tatum Kalovich and Perry LeCompton. Jolie Corcoran to Macy at the high post. Dumping it down. Aldridge getting all the way to the rim and gets one in off the window for two. So Tatum Kalovich on the board. Three buckets here early on for Perry LeCompton. They're out to a 7-0 lead. 2 minutes into the game. And now a travel on the left wing, going to be called against the sophomore, Brecken Moore. Paisley Heinen checking right back into the game. Emmy Reed also coming off the bench here tonight for Joey Franzetta. She checks in as well, replacing Metcalf. So here is the freshman, Jolie Corcoran, playing in her 18th game this season. Works it right to left into the front court. Finding it on the wing to Reed. Her first touch. Kalovich through traffic on the block. That one no good. But Corcoran fighting for the offensive rebound and then gets called for a double dribble inside. So after the offensive rebound, turnover number two by Perry LeCompton. Valley Falls into the front court left to right. Still looking for their first points. They're trailing 7-0. Over 2 minutes gone by in this first quarter. Looking for a high post touch, and that one's stolen away. Another turnover by the Dragons. Here's Jolie Corcoran, coast to coast. Little sidestep move. Count it and the foul. Jolie Corcoran a chance for the old-fashioned three, and the cause out to a 9-0 lead about 2.5 minutes into the game. They get the foul on Gracie Connor, and that is the first foul on either side tonight. Brecken Moore checking back into the game, replacing DeLong. And also a late sum in for Perry LeCompton. It's Charlie Blosser. So at the line, it is Jolie Corcoran. She is 56% at the line this season. Perry LeCompton shoots it as a team at 53%. That free throw well short. Rebound Valley Falls. Now the Dragons still looking for those first points here tonight. They trail 9-0, 2.5 minutes into the game. Trying to get a post touch on the right block. Knocked away by Kalovich. Looking for Abby Wilson on the block, so Valley Falls will keep. 25 seconds left on the shot clock, 5:23 to go in this opening quarter. Right side of her own backboard, Moore to throw it in, looking into the backcourt, long pass, taken down by Paisley Heinen. Now post touch here, Connor working on that left block, spinning, facing, had it knocked away, and it's knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Valley Falls. Good defense inside by the freshman guard, Jolie Corcoran, and the Dragons, 5 early turnovers. And about 3 minutes into the game, trailing 9-0 here at Perry LeCompton. First matchup between these two this season. They played twice last year, splitting the two. Right side, Emmy Reed in the corner, looking for Corcoran inside. Jolie Corcoran gets it off the deflection by Macy. Macy again underhands it to Reed, right wing, 16 on the shot clock. Kalovich left corner. She goes baseline, gets to the rim, shot well short. Offensive rebound, though, for Corcoran. Sticks it up and in for two. 4 points for Macy Corcoran, and the run extending here in the first few minutes. 11-0, Perry LeCompton, 4:41 to go in this first period. Valley Falls just needing to find something on offense, and that's a good start, but missing up close was Abby Wilson, and it's cleared away by Tatum Kalovich. Best look for the Dragons here to start. Inside, Emmy Reed tried to spin it up and in. Kalovich right there, sticking one up and in. And Kalovich now with 4, 13-0, Perry LeCompton, 4:20 left in this opening quarter. Dragons just trying to find something here on the offensive side. Perry LeCompton rocking a 1-2-2 zone here on this possession. Up top, Brecken Moore angles left wing, picks it up on a double. Now Chloe Cox, over the top pass, beautifully done, but another miss bunny inside. Boy, Valley Falls back-to-back, close misses, and here comes Kalovich into the front court, and then she's whistled for a travel. Three turnovers on the cause. Callie DeLong right back into the game for the Dragons. Devin Aldridge has checked in here for Perry LeCompton. Kaylin Metcalf back in as well. And Ziva Rockhold getting her first minutes tonight of the freshman for Perry LeCompton. past the halfway point here in this opening quarter tonight. It's been all Perry LeCompton with a 13-0 lead. Knocked away on the perimeter. They're going to get Emmy Reed with a reach-in foul here. And the first foul on Perry LeCompton here in the first quarter. 4 points for Macy Corcoran, 4 from Tatum Kaladich, 3 from Metcalf, 2 from Jolie Corcoran. Dragons find it in the left corner. Brecken Moore, 3. That's an air ball. Backside rebound for Charlie Blosser. Here's Emmy Reed, fast pace into the front court. Left side pass it goes. Aldrich, right-handed floater, got the kind touch short on the left side. Devin Aldrich now in the books. Perry LeCompton, they've already had 5 players score, and it's 15-0. Back into the front court here, Brecken Moore going left into the corner with DeLong. Works it back to the wing, curls into the elbow. High arcing shot, well short, fighting for the rebound inside. Going to be a jump ball. Tied up in there was Gracie Connor and also Charlie Blosser. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Valley Falls. We'll see a 5'10 freshman, Kadrin Strickler, into the game here for Valley Falls. First minutes for her tonight. 3:13 to go in this opening 8 minutes. It's been all Perry LeCompton here at home. It's a 15-0 start for the cause. Left corner, Brecken Moore, 3, but we get a whistle and a foul here before the shot. It appears to be going against Perry LeCompton, maybe fighting through a screen. And they get that foul on Devin Aldrich. That is her first and team foul number 2. So the Dragons, again, they've had a couple possessions here in the last minute where they've had some good looks up close, but just missing them. Here's Callie DeLong. They set her up. Left wing triple. This one high off the left rim. Fighting for the rebound. It's off the knee of Blosser and out of bounds here on the near sideline. So the Dragons fortunate to keep that possession alive. Resetting the shot clock. 3:03 to go in the first quarter. Cause 15, Dragons 0. Here's DeLong bouncing right side. This is Heinen. Heinen works it back. Right wing. Now DeLong again in the corner. She works it to the right wing. Spins in the lane. Moore towards the right elbow, now skips it left side of the floor. This is Brecken Moore for 3, on target but long, and rebound for Emmy Reed and Perry LeCompton. She puts it on the deck, dribbles into the lane, kicks it right, Blosser a triple off the front rim, rebound for Valley Falls, and that one taken down by Abby Wilson. So still scoreless, the Dragons, 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, trailing 15-0 here at Perry LeCompton. Here's DeLong, long pass, short corner right, fumbling is Heinen, but gathering in the right corner. Back up top to DeLong. She'll fire a deep three. That is nothing but air, and out of bounds it goes back to Perry LeCompton. Now Valley Falls just not doing much of anything here on the offensive end, just settling for quick, long threes. Jolie Corcoran checking back into the game. Also Macy Corcoran back into the game as well for Perry LeCompton. It's been all cause here in this girls' game. 6 minutes in, 15-0. In favor of the team in white. Here's Kalovich on the block. Too easy. Nice move to her left and gets it in for another one up close. So Kalovich, 3 baskets and 6 points here in this opening quarter, and the lead is 17-0 in favor of Perry LeCompton. In the lane, shot is up, high off the heel, no, missing by Heinen, and then a foul on the rebound attempt appears to be going against the cause. They will get this one on Kalovich, her first, and team foul number 3. Another sub about to come in here for Valley Falls. We'll see Gracie Connor back into the game, taking the spot of Abby Wilson. It has been a rough start here for Valley Falls on the road. Still looking for those first points, trailing 17-0. They work it around the perimeter, left side on the wing. This is Chloe Cox. Now at the free throw line, it's Moore. Turning and facing, now trying to bounce one left. And gathering, driving in was Heinen. Lost it on the right wing, puts it back on the dribble, dumps one down to Strickler. Her shot blocked by Kalovich, and Kalovich clears it away for her fourth rebound tonight. Under 90 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Cause with a shutout so far, 17-0. Here's Emmy Reed back up top, right side of the floor, Ziva Rockhold, post touch, Macy Corcoran, yes please. Right off the window, too easy for Macy Corcoran, 19-0. It's all Perry LeCompton approaching the final minutes on this first period here tonight. Here's Paisley Heinen on the wing left, bumped and fouled. Believe it's going to be on Macy Corcoran. That is the case. That is her first and team foul number 4. Couple subs in. Devin Aldrich back into the game along with Kaylin Metcalf. So We got a minute four left in this first 8 minutes. 19-0, Perry LeCompton, and Macy Corcoran reading that one beautifully, and she comes away with a steal. Picks it up high right on the wing. Younger sister Jolie for three, bottoms. Jolie Corcoran from older sister Macy. 22-0, the Perry LeCompton lead. 45 seconds and counting, opening quarter. Up top with it, Abby Wilson, right side of the floor it goes. Chloe Cox will try. This one not there. High for the rebound. It's Tatum Kaladich. Five rebounds for her here in the first quarter. Cause are looking to push. Macy all the way to the rim. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. Shot clock turned off. 30 seconds to go in the period. Valley Falls foul on Gracie Connor. That is her second. And team foul number two. Here's Macy at the line to shoot two. And her first one spins in there. She's just south of 57% at the line this season. But Macy off to a tremendous start here tonight with seven early points. Callie DeLong checks back into the game here for the Dragons. Macy trying to go two for two. Corcoran missing off the right rim. Rebound for Valley Falls and Abby Wilson. Shot clock turned off. 25 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Cause trying to pitch a shutout here in the first period. 23-0 on the board. Here's DeLong dumping one down from the high post. Strickler underneath, caught with a triple team. And there's a bump and there's a foul. And that's going to put Strickler at the line to shoot two as it's team foul number five against Perry and that one against Metcalf, her first. So a chance finally for Valley Falls to get on the board. 5'10 freshman Kadrin Strickler at the line. 3.8 points, 2.3 rebounds a game. She shoots the free throw shot at 53%. Promising freshman for Chad Van Houten in Valley Falls. Her first free throw high off the heel, no good. So still right now, the goose egg on the board for the Dragons with 15 seconds to go in this first period. Cause leading it 23-0. Second one on the way. That one missing off the right rim. So the Dragons stay scoreless. Cause get the rebound. Final 10 seconds here in the first quarter. Here's Jolie Corcoran. Casual with it. Right side to Metcalf. Down inside. Kaladich spinning on a double. 2 seconds to go. Ball gets knocked away. And a whistle right towards the end of the horn. They get a tie-up. And Perry LeCompton the possession. But just 0.6 seconds remain. It is catch-and-shoot time here underneath. And they do get it to Kaladich. She doesn't get a shot up in time at the top of the key. But a dominant first quarter, to say the least, for Perry LeCompton here at home. Our girls' game, 8 minutes in. Yeah, you heard it right. Perry LeCompton 23 and Valley Falls nothing. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Boy, Perry LeCompton putting it on Valley Falls in that girls' first quarter. It is 23-0. Valley Falls had 6 turnovers, only 3 rebounds. They missed their lone 2 free throw attempts. And then on the other side, Perry LeCompton, 7 points for Macy Corcoran. Tatum Kaladich, how about 6 points and 6 rebounds from the 6-foot sophomore forward in that opening quarter. Dominant for Perry and Valley Falls, the opening possession here of the second. Callie DeLong, open corner 3. This is very high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound, it's taken away, and then a foul underneath. And Valley Falls on the second chance, and rebound by Brecken Moore will go to the line to shoot two. They get Jolie Corcoran with her first, and team foul number one here in the second quarter. So here's the sophomore wing, Brecken Moore, trying to get the Dragons on the board here early in the second quarter, and she is able to do so. So it took 8 minutes and 16 seconds for Valley Falls to get on the board. 23-1 currently. or second. This one missing off the right rim, tipped around a couple of times, and finally gathering it along the perimeter was Aldrich for Perry Lee Compton. Aldrich dumps it down low. Macy Corcoran on the block. Quickly doubled. The reach-in call is going to be made. And a foul on Valley Falls. They get this one on Brecken Moore, her first. And Dragons team foul number one here in the second quarter. Here's Jolie Corcoran, left side of her own backboard to throw it in. Looking for older sister Macy. Not there. Dumps it straight away up top. Now Macy, wide open, left wing three. Hits off the heel strong. Long rebound along the perimeter. Is pulled down by Metcalf. And a second chance up here for Perry Lee Compton. They lead the Dragons 23-1 as we're not quite a minute into this second quarter. Here's Aldrich at the right elbow, tried to make a move to her right, and she's called for a travel. First turnover here in the second quarter on Perry Lee Compton, their fourth here in the first half. See if the Dragons can just chip away a little bit here in this second period, down 23-1. Into the front court from left to right, elbow touch and a shot on the way, and that one's good for Chloe Cox. And the first field goal tonight for Valley Falls. They've scored the last three within 20 at 23-3. They've just played a minute plus in the second quarter. Inside, Aldrich up close, missing the shot, fighting for the rebound on the backside, still knocked around like a pinball and gathered in there by Brecken Moore for Valley Falls. The Dragons get a stop. They've scored the last three and just trying to piece together a little momentum here early on in the second quarter. Here's Cox with it, trying to dump it down, high post to low post. Gets it right back, short corner right, fires a shot, missing back iron. And a rebound for Callie DeLong, and a whistle and a foul on the floor, going against Perry Lee Compton. This one on Jolie Corcoran, her second. And team foul number two, a three-piece coming in here for Perry Lee Compton. Yeah, Emmy Reed, Ziva Rockhold, and Charlie Blosser checking in. Macy Corcoran will stay on the floor. And Kalovich as well for Perry. Played over 90 seconds of this second quarter. It's a 20-point cause lead. Beautiful dump down low and an assist for Callie DeLong. And it's Abby Wilson up close for two. So a 5-0 run here for the Dragons to start the second quarter. They're down 23-5. Left side, Ziva Rockhold is wide open for three. This one missing off the right rim. Underneath, out of bounds. And it's going back to the Dragons. Last touch by Kalovich. So again, another productive little back and forth there for the Dragons. Trying to piece together that momentum and claw their way back into this game. They got work to do, but plenty of time to get there. Here's Chloe Cox, right side on the wing. Man-to-man defense here for Perry Lee Compton. DeLong, left side, back up top Strickler. Now Cox, right wing, a three on the way, well short. And fighting for the rebound, Perry Lee Compton coming away with it with Macy Corcoran. Corcoran, long pass up the floor, high off the window. Emmy Reed missing, tipped out of bounds. And last touch by the cause. It's going back to the Dragons. You tell there, Perry Lee Compton was itching to get up the floor quickly. Dragons did a pretty good job defensively in transition there to make that shot a little bit more tough for Emmy Reed up close. 2.5 minutes gone by second quarter. 23-5, Perry Lee Compton. But the last five have been scored by the Dragons. The long back door, but rejected by Emmy Reed at the rim. 5'5 sophomore Reed said, get out of my house. She wants to go coast to coast. Driving in, kicking left. This is Blosser, a three. That one a touch strong. And Strickler pulling down the rebound for Valley Falls. Now Valley Falls trying to avoid a turnover. Strickler got bumped, and she's going to be fouled. Perry Lee Compton ramped it up, trying to force a turnover. But instead, a foul going against Macy Corcoran, and that is her second in team foul number three. Here's Devin Aldrich back into the game, taking the spot of Kalovich. And also another one coming in, Kaylin Metcalf. And she will take the spot of Macy Corcoran, who just picked up foul number two. 5:07 to go, first half. Girls game tonight, all Perry Lee Compton. And lead Valley Falls 23-5. Here's the Dragons in the front court. Man-to-man defense once again. Strickler at the high post, turning and facing, looking for a backdoor. Cox was there, but being hounded inside. But the whistle is going to be a 3 seconds in the lane and make it 7 first-half turnovers here for Valley Falls. Perry Lee Compton getting it back, averaging 46.8 points per game this season. This Perry Lee Compton team has had one of the bigger turnarounds here in Northeast Kansas, just 2 wins last year, 10 wins coming into tonight, and Chloe Cox reading that pass, taking it away. She wants to go coast-to-coast, and she missed the shot. It was halfway down and out. Emmy Reed the rebound, and then immediately tied up by Cox. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Perry LeCompton. That's at least three or four shots now up close that some would call bunnies that Valley Falls has missed here in the first half. When you're down 23-5, you got to make the bunnies up close. 4.5 minutes to go in this first half. It's been all Perry LeCompton. Although Perry has yet to score here in the second quarter, believe it or not. Here's Emmy Reed trying to do a little too much in the lane, and she gets whistled for a travel. Make it 6 first half turnovers on Perry LeCompton. It was 23-0 Perry LeCompton after the first quarter. Valley Falls have scored the lone 5 points here about the halfway point in quarter number 2. The Cause lead at 23-5. Here's Heinen up top with it. Dumps it left side towards the corner. Now it's along a touch. Puts it on the dribble right. Gets to the wing. Gets a pass underneath. And another one missed up close. And a rebound for Devin Aldrich. That one missed by Abby Wilson. Emmy Reed straight away. Right side it goes. Metcalf on the wing. Reed looking left. Gets it back up top. Right to Metcalf. Little hot potato. Reed one dribble left. Dumps a pass over the top left corner to Blosser. Valley Falls going zone here. 3:43 to go in the first half. There's a long three missed by Metcalf. And a whistle and a foul going against Perry LeCompton on the rebound attempt. This one going to be called against Charlie Blosser. That is her first. And team foul number 4. So the final 3:40, Valley Falls going to be in the bonus. Brecken Moore checking back in here for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Chloe Cox. Also back in, Gracie Connor. The Dragons trailing 23-5 at 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Looking for the back door. A lot of traffic in there. Whistle and a foul. It's against Perry LeCompton, which means free throws on the way here for the Dragons. They get Kaylin Metcalf. That is her second. So if anything, kind of on the negative side for Perry LeCompton. Three players now with 2 fouls each. Here's Brecken Moore at the line. 1-for-2 trip at the stripe earlier in this quarter. Her third free throw tonight missing off the left rim. No good. Ziva Rockhold checking back in here for Perry LeCompton, taking the spot of Kaylin Metcalf. Second free throw missing off the right rim, chasing down in the corner and saved in there. That is great hustle to keep it alive here. Heinen over now to DeLong, left wing, sets the feet, fires a three, hit nothing but backboard. Gracie Connor, the offensive rebound, and then she lost it in a takeaway. 2-on-2 break here. Perry LeCompton, Emmy Reed might have got away with a walk, but gets it back here to Kalovich, stepping in left wing, and now it's knocked on the floor. Heinen got a piece of it. And they're going to say a foul on Perry LeCompton. Make it Tatum Kalovich now with 2 fouls. So 4 call players with 2 fouls each here in this first half. And we walk the other way from left to right. Free throws coming for Paisley Heinen. 5'5 junior guard Paisley Heinen at the line. 23-5, the Perry LeCompton lead here. 3:08 to go first half. That first free throw pure by Heinen, her first point here tonight. And a sub in for Perry LeCompton. We'll see Aralee McKay, the 5'6 sophomore, seeing her 11th game this season. So Franzetta going a little bit deeper into the bench here with the foul trouble for Perry in the first half. Second free throw up and good. Heinen goes 2-for-2. First 2 points tonight. And believe it or not, all 7 of the second quarter points being scored here by Valley Falls, yet trailing 23-7. Ramping up the defense. Emmy Reed finding room for a three. That one missing. Rebound inside, though, for Rockhold, trying to fight one up. Second chance, though, and finally cleared away by Valley Falls. That was Gracie Connor. Long pass, Strickler on the block. Right side, a long two on the way. High off the window. That one buried by Heinen. 9-0 this advantage for Valley Falls here. In this second quarter, we got 2.5 minutes to go, yet they still trail 23-9. Inside, Rockhold the post touch. She's bumped from behind in a foul call. Going against Valley Falls down low. Couple of black jerseys in there. Let's get the call. And they get it on Strickler, the freshman. That is her first, and team foul number 2 here in the quarter. 2:28 to go first half, 23-9. Perry LeCompton in front. Nice move by McKay. Steps in there, but her shot right wing well short. Reed trying to save it in underneath. Can't do so. And it's out of bounds back to Valley Falls. So an interesting first half, to say the least. Believe it or not, Perry LeCompton led 23-0 at the end of the first quarter, but Valley Falls, a 9-0 advantage about 6 minutes into quarter number two. Our score, 23-9. Here's DeLong in the lane, trying to bounce it inside. Beautiful feed on the left block, and Coach Franzetta wants to call a timeout. Gracie Connor, her first two, and the Dragons have scored all 11 points here in the second quarter, yet they still trail 23-11 here at Perry LeCompton, a tight 30. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball tonight here on KNZA. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us tonight, whether it's a few minutes or from start to finish. Either way, we appreciate it. High school basketball, final week of the regular season. We're at Perry LeCompton tonight. We got 2:11 to go in the first half in our girls' game, believe it or not. Perry LeCompton jumped out to a 23-0 first quarter lead, but Valley Falls all 11 points of the second quarter, and the Cause lead 23-11 with 2 minutes to go in this first half. Here's McKay, right corner for Perry. Right elbow touch. Emmy Reed pulls it, nearly banks it in with a defender in her face, and the rebound for Paisley Heinen. And Valley Falls certainly the momentum here, but yet still down 12. Minute 48 to go first half. Right side, now dumping down to Strickler, gathering on the right block, spinning through a double backside pass, beautifully done, free throws coming for Callie DeLong. Good find through the double by the freshman Strickler, right side to left side on the block. And the foul going against McKay, that is her first, and team foul number 5. DeLong at the free throw line, high arcing, nothing but nets, and the first point tonight for the Valley Falls leading scorer, Callie DeLong, 5'4 junior guard, second team all-league last season, entered tonight just south of 8 points per game. Her second free throw missing off the right rim and chasing it down in the corner, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Connor, so Perry LeCompton getting it back. 23-0 Cause in the first quarter. Valley Falls, they have outscored the Cause 12-0 here in the second, 23-12 on the board with 90 seconds to go here, quarter two. There's a high post touch by Devin Aldridge. She's bumped and a foul from behind going against Kadrin Strickler. That is her second. And team foul number 3. So Perry LeCompton to throw it in. Long pass left corner. Rockhold a 3. That's good. Diva Rockhold finally. Perry LeCompton getting their first points of the second quarter at the 120 mark. This has been a wild game to say the least. 26-12 Perry LeCompton by 2 touchdowns. There's DeLong, high left on the wing, approaching the final minute of this first half. Curls around the arc, pulls up from the right elbow, nearly got it to go, but a touch strong. And the rebound, Emmy Reed out and running, but she's bumped and fouled right about midcourt. Brecken Moore picks up the foul, her second, team foul number 4. Both teams in the bonus, final minutes of this second quarter. 26-12, Perry LeCompton. Here's McKay, right corner. Back up top to Blosser. Emmy Reed, left side on the wing. Curls up top. Now right side to McKay. Blosser again on the wing. Aldrich, an elbow touch. Goes back to Blosser. McKay back in the corner. 16 on the shot clock here for Perry LeCompton. 42 seconds to go in the half. Emmy Reed, baseline drive. Should be an offensive foul, and it is. Went right into the chest of Gracie Connor, who took the charge, and the foul on Emmy Reed. That is her second. Player control, so the Dragons get it back. 39 seconds remaining in the half. 4 second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Abby Wilson back in on the floor for the Dragons. And we'll see Mary Yarm in, a freshman guard here for Perry LeCompton. Again, the foul trouble becoming an issue here for Coach Franzetta. Here's DeLong looking for an entry pass inside, finding on the left block. Missing up close was Connor, fighting for her own rebound. Gets it back inside, second chance, no, and a foul called on Perry. Great hustle by Heinen to keep that alive, and free throws on the way here for Abby Wilson. 22 and a half seconds to go in the half, 26-12, the Perry LeCompton lead. There is Abby Wilson at the line, 2 points, couple of rebounds here in this first half, and she knocks in the first free throw. Makes it 26-13, the cause, now a double up here. Jaylen Baker has also just checked in. Second one, no good. Rebound for Blosser. So Perry can play for the final shot. Nobody called Wolf, and it's taken away by the Dragons. Turnover by Perry LeCompton. Back into the front court here. 11 seconds to go in this first half. Here's DeLong. Right side on the wing. Gets it back up top. It's Connor. Connor going to work. Slicing through. Flips it up and in with the left hand. Soft touch. Gracie Connor right at the horn. Perry, they don't even get it in. And Valley Falls, after everything was dark and scary after the first 8 minutes, have clawed right back into this game. Our score at the half. Girls game tonight. Perry LeCompton, the home team, 26. Valley Falls, the road team, 15. Halftime show coming your way next. It is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime coverage here on KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Highland Community College. Thanks again for hanging with us here tonight. Final week of the regular season here in high school basketball. Northeast Kansas League and Big East duking it out here tonight. Girls game at the half. Home team Perry LeCompton Cause leading the Valley Falls Dragons 26-15. So this has been a bizarre way to get to 26-15. Believe it or not, if you're just joining us, Perry LeCompton outscored the Dragons 23-0 in the first quarter. But Valley Falls, they clawed their way back and dominated the second, outscoring Perry LeCompton 15-3 to give us our 26-15 Perry LeCompton halftime lead. Let's go through some of the numbers here, starting with Perry LeCompton. Macy Corcoran leading the way with 7 points and 3 rebounds. Tatum Kalovich, halfway plus, 2A double-double tonight, 6 points and 6 rebounds. Jolie Corcoran had 5 in the first quarter. 3 points apiece from Kaylin Metcalf and Zeba Rockhold. Also 2 points in the book tonight in the first half for senior Devin Aldrich. Some of the team totals here for Perry LeCompton. They had 7 first-half turnovers. They out-rebounded Valley Falls 18-11. Cause were just 1 of 3 at the line, and they knocked down 3 threes. For Valley Falls, they had 8 turnovers, though 6 of those 8 coming in the first 8 minutes when they were down 23-0. Valley Falls, they were 5 of 12 at the free throw line, including 5 of 10 in the second quarter alone. Mentioning the 11 rebounds, but Valley Falls, no threes yet in tonight's game. They're led by Paisley Heinen and Gracie Connor. They each have 4 points. Abby Wilson has 3. 2 from Chloe Cox, and 1 apiece from Callie DeLong and Brecken Moore. Again, it was 23-0 Prairie LeCompton after 1. Dragons' advantage in the second was 15-3. Cause lead at the half is 26-15. Our stats here on KNZA all season long, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks, and Courtney Brockoff. More halftime coverage after a 2-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at Prairie LeCompton here at the half. Cause leading Valley Falls 26-15. Again, Brandon Tem and Megan Sturton with you. Quick look into our second game tonight. Real excited to bring you the boys game. Should be high competitive stuff. Both these teams 14-7 on the year. Both these teams right now sitting in the four spot in their respective regionals. Class 3A for Prairie LeCompton, the Sabetha Regional. Prairie right now appears to be more than surely locked up in that four seed. Heritage Christian a game behind in the win column, but they're two games back of Riverside, who's currently the three seed in that regional. Valley Falls boys also number four in their 2A regional, being hosted by Mission Valley. They're just a half game back of St. Mary's, who is the 3 seed right now. They're 2 games back of Jefferson County North, who is sitting at the 2 spot. And they're right now a game and a half in front of Rossville, who sits in the 5 seed of that regional. So excited for the boys' game here tonight. But girls' game, tale of two quarters, no doubt. Prairie LeCompton led 23-0 after 1. Dragons a 15-3 advantage in the second. Cause 26, Dragons 15, a final 2-minute timeout, second half coming your way next.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Megan Sturton, our studio producer tonight. Brandon Tamman with you on KNZA. Girls game here at Prairie Le Compton about to start the second half. Again, thanks to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So Valley Falls, again, trailing 23-0 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored the cause 15-3 in quarter number two. Now Valley goes right to left here in the second half. They're trailing 26-15, and here we go. Second half underway in our girls' game tonight. Trying to find a short corner touch. Back up top. Both teams rocking the starters here. And Jolie Corcoran gets her meaty paws on that one and takes it away for a Valley Falls turnover right up the floor. She missed a shot in transition, and they're going to whistle the cause for a foul on the rebound attempt. Those are the kind of shots that the Dragons were missing in the first quarter. And something to monitor here is the foul trouble maybe beginning to pile up a little bit as Macy Corcoran, best player for Prairie Le Compton, just picked up her third foul. Here's DeLong, dumping one down low. Shot good and the foul. Correction, it was Heinen the assist. And it's an and one for Gracie Connor. So the first 2 points here in the third quarter belong to the Dragons, and they are only down 9 with a chance to get down 8 here at the stripe. Connor's got 6 here in this game tonight. Her free throw well short, chasing it down, picked up by Devin Aldrich. And one of the officials just kind of forgot the scenario, whistled saying, hey, we had a second free throw there, but nope, it was an and one. So Connor missing the free throw. It will be Prairie Le Compton basketball. It is 26-17. Down 9 is Valley Falls. Prairie Le Compton now going left to right here in the second half. Pass deflected out of bounds, far side corner. And Julie Corcoran will throw it in on that far side of the floor. 7:18 to go in this third period. Just getting going in the second half. 9-point Prairie Le Compton lead. Here's Macy's pass, right corner, out of bounds. It was low and a lot of heat behind it, looking for Metcalf. And Prairie Le Compton, their first turnover here in the third quarter, give them 8 in tonight's game. And Valley Falls continuing their momentum down 9, 50 seconds into the third. Just crazy to think they were down 23-0 at the end of the first quarter. Here's Callie DeLong, a deep right wing three. That is well short. Rebound and pushing. It's Macy Corcoran for Prairie Le Compton. Waist-high right-handed dribble, splitting two defenders. Takes it all the way and curls it up and in with the right hand. First point since the first quarter for Macy Corcoran. She's got 9 to lead both sides. And it's 28-17, Prairie Le Compton at 6:44 to go, third quarter. Here's Heinen in the lane, pulling up off the heel strong, fighting for the rebound. Prairie Le Compton coming away with it with Devin Aldrich. Gets it off to the freshman point guard, Jolie Corcoran. Off to the older sister, Macy, right wing. Into the corner now it goes. It's Metcalf. Now Macy, now Jolie. Playing a little back and forth, wing to wing. Macy looking for Kalovich inside and then offer. Left hand and out of bounds for a Prairie Le Compton turnover. Pretty good look there for Macy Corcoran. Not sure if Kalovich was fully ready for that pass to be thrown in there. And Valley Falls will get the ball back down 28-17, not quite 2 minutes into the third quarter. Here's Brecken Moore into the front court. Now a post touch, shot up, close range, and it's banked in straight away by Paisley Heinen. Heinen with 6, and it's 28-19, the cause lead, back down to 9. Up top, Emmy Reed just checked back in, looking for Kalovich again inside, and again it's out of bounds. Last touch by Tatum, And back-to-back Perry LeCompton turnovers here. And 2:03 has gone by in this third quarter, and Valley Falls still hanging in, chipping away, down 9. Slowly into the front court from right to left, the sophomore wing, Brecken Moore. Goes left with it, Callie DeLong on the wing. Up top it goes to Wilson. Right side to Heinen. Bumped up top, no call. DeLong into the corner left, it's Moore. Post touch inside, shot no good, but a foul. Gracie Connor going to the line to shoot 2. The fouls continuing to pile up. Devin Aldridge, she'll pick up her 2nd. Already the 3rd team foul here in this third quarter. Correction, that is the 3rd on Devin Aldridge. Macy Corcoran comes out. She has 3 fouls as well. Check that. They're going to say that foul was on the floor, so no free throws. Interesting call there. Nonetheless, Dragons still have the possession. Down 9 at 28-19, and now we get contact in the near side corner and a foul against Perry LeCompton as DeLong hit the deck. And let's check this one. It's Jolie Corcoran now who picks up her 3rd foul. Dragons down 9, and Perry LeCompton starting to get into some foul trouble here. It's already their 4th foul here in the quarter. So the final 5:37, the Dragons are going to be in the bonus, and they're going to be called here for an offensive foul. Paisley Heinen gets called for an illegal screen on the entry pass inside. So after all that, the Dragons give it right back to Perry. 2.5 minutes into the third quarter, 28-19, cause in front. Dragons in a zone D. They go down low. Here's Kalovich, Flosser, Reed. Left side, Jolie. Back to Emmy Reed up top. Puts it on the dribble. Angles right. Blosser in the corner. Lost it. And it's taken away by Gracie Connor. 4 turnovers here in the third quarter by Perry LeCompton. We're still sitting at a 9-point Dragons deficit. Now 3 minutes into this third period. Right elbow jump shot on the way. Callie DeLong hit the rim twice. Fell off. 2nd chance up and in. Abby Wilson with an offensive rebound and stick back. And the Dragons down 7. 28-21, under 5 minutes to go, and there's a travel on the perimeter against Perry. They turn it over again. And the Dragons have all the momentum here, going back into that second quarter and just slowly chipping away. That is 5 third quarter turnovers already after Perry had just 7 in the whole first half. Here's good defense knocked away, but rebounded off the miss by Connor. Here's a reset for Heinen. Top of the circle. Back to the bucket. Right side on the wing it goes. It's Abby Wilson. Picks it up top of the key. Right side Heinen on the wing. 2 dribbles left with the left hand. Hands it off to DeLong who works it back out of the circle. 10 seconds on the shot clock here for Valley Falls. 4:25 to go in the quarter. DeLong lost it. Free throw line. Hit the floor and a whistle and a foul. Great defense for 31 seconds and the cause bail him out with a foul. Free throws coming for the Dragons. And that is foul number 4 on Jolie Corcoran. So now the foul trouble is a big-time issue here for Perry LeCompton as Callie DeLong is at the line to shoot 2. And the first one is up and good. Her only 2 points tonight via the free throw line. And it is a 6-point game at 28-22. Siva Rockholds check back in here for Perry LeCompton. 2nd one high arcing. It's an air ball. So DeLong goes 1-for-2, 4:20 to go, 3rd quarter. Valley Falls, they were down 23-0 at the end of the first quarter. You look up now, about halfway into the third, they are down 6 at 28-22. It has been a tale of 2 halves here so far tonight. Here's Emmy Reed, dumps it down, wide open left block, Tatum Kalovich in for 2. Emmy Reed, a beautiful assist. And Kalovich now with 8 points, her first bucket since the first quarter. And it's 30-22, Perry LeCompton. Here's DeLong being hounded on the right wing. And she is called for a travel. Great defense by Macy Corcoran to force the 11th turnover on Valley Falls tonight. Kayla Metcalf back into the game here for Perry LeCompton, taking the spot of Charlie Blosser. Past the halfway point here in the third. 30-22, Perry LeCompton with the possession, leading by 8. Dumping it down, Kalovich, she's had a good look at that one on the left block, gets her own miss, and trying to keep it alive, cutting, Corcoran gets it up and in through traffic, counted and 1. Macy Corcoran first into double figures tonight with 11 and a chance for 1 more at the free throw line. Foul on Abby Wilson, her first, and the second team foul on the Dragons here in the third quarter. So the lead back to 10 at 32-22. Corcoran tonight, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 for 2 at the line, and she buries that one to cap off a 3-point play. 33-22, Perry LeCompton by 11. 3:35, clock moving south, third quarter. Into the front court, Callie DeLong, right wing touch. They want to go over the top. That was a bad decision. Too much traffic down low, and it's taken away by Kalovich. Here's Emmy Reed, right block, turning to her right, banking it in with the right hand off the window. That was well done, Emmy Reed. Her first two tonight makes it 35-22, Perry LeCompton. Back to a Baker's dozen here. Elbow, it's Chloe Cox, she'll fire, left it short, left side, fighting for the rebound, diving on the floor, Gracie Connor, and then we get a whistle, and she's called for a travel. Five turnovers here in the quarter, 13 in the game for Valley Falls. And at one point again, they had got it down to 28-22, but right now a 7-0 run. Currently for Perry LeCompton, creating a little more breathing room here as we're under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Macy Corcoran, diving in from the free throw line, took it up through two bodies, and she gets the call and a foul, and free throw's coming for Macy. Are they going to call it on the floor? Nope, they call it on the floor. It is the third foul on Brecken Moore. Third team foul on the Dragons here in the third. So a fresh shot clock here for Perry LeCompton, leading by 13. Up top, it's Macy Corcoran, hands it off to Emmy Reed. Between the rings out high, gets by the defender, gets inside the free throw line, pulls it up, hits it from 10. Emmy Reed, back-to-back buckets here in the third quarter, and it's back to a 15-point Perry LeCompton lead at 37-22. Now a 9-0 run here for the cause. And a travel on the wing is going to be called against the Dragons. So now they're kind of losing it a touch here. This last 2 or 3 minute stretch. See Caden Strickler check back in here, the freshman forward for Valley Falls, but it was all Perry early. Dragons clawed back to within 6, but right now a 9-0 spurt here by the cause, leading at 37-22. Rockhold trapped in the corner, gets it to Macy, diving in, beautiful English with the right hand, staggered finish for Macy Corcoran, and she has got 14 to lead all scorers. 39-22, it's a 12-0 run here for Perry LeCompton. Right side, Chloe Cox, jump shot on the way, nearly banked it in, fighting for the rebound, Emmy Reed. She wants to push the tempo near sideline, angles into the lane, her pass, far side corner, out of bounds, and a turnover by the cause in transition. So this run right now for Perry, 11-0. After the Dragons, early on in this quarter, clawed back to within 28-22, but it is now 39-22 at a minute 40 to go. Looking for a post-touch, turning, left hand, little hook shot, baby hook in the lane, well done, Gracie Connor. She's got 8 here tonight, makes it 39-24, that stops the 11-0 run. Looking for a backdoor, Ziva Rockhold, pass behind her, out of bounds for a Perry LeCompton turnover. 6 third-quarter turnovers by Valley Falls. That is the 7th third-quarter turnover by Perry LeCompton. Final 80 seconds of this third period. Perry LeCompton exploding here in the last couple of minutes to build this lead back up. Into the corner it goes, left side. Brecken Moore thought about a 3, so did Chloe Cox. Right side of the floor, it's Paisley Heinen with the touch. Chloe Cox takes the top of the key, and she reins in a deep 3. Chloe Cox, her second field goal, her first triple tonight. Big shot for Valley Falls. Back down a dozen, 39-27, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Here's Emmy Reed to the elbow. Macy Corcoran puts a shoulder down, kicks it back. Reed a triple. This one hits high off the rim. Macy fighting for the rebound, and she's fouled, putting it up for 2. Great game tonight for Macy Corcoran. She's at the line to shoot 2 here. They get Strickler with her third foul and team foul number 4 on the Dragons. Macy 2 for 3 at the line tonight, 14 points and 5 rebounds. Their first free throw well short. Tatum Kalovich checking back in here for the cause. Callie DeLong also checking back in here for the Dragons. It has been an up and down game here tonight, but right now the cause in control. Corcoran able to knock in the second freebie. She's got 15 to lead all scorers. The lead at 13 with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 40-27 Cause. Into the corner with DeLong, who just checked back in, working back to the right wing. Picks it up there, being hounded by Macy Corcoran. She's got to be careful with three fouls, and it's going to be great defense leading to a travel. Another turnover here in the quarter by Valley Falls. Cause get it back, 29 seconds to go in the quarter, and the shot clock is turned off. They lead by 13. Joey Franzetta rocking the suit jacket tonight, looking fresh on the Perry LeCompton sideline. 2-3 zone right now for Valley Falls. See if Perry plays for the final shot here of this third quarter. They got 15 seconds to go. High left on the wing. It's Reed. Long pass to Kalovich, right corner. Another long skip pass back to Reed. Angling drive, left wing to the block, and a lot of contact. Free throws coming for Emmy Reed with 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. And they get the foul on Strickler, and that is quickly her fourth. Team foul number 5, it's Emmy Reed here at the line to shoot 2. Sophomore guard did not start tonight. Came off the bench pretty quickly. She buries the first free throw, has all 5 of her points here in the third quarter. Eva Rockholds check back in. 7 seconds to go, 14-point lead here in the third. Second, no, it's off the heel. Fighting for the rebound, taken down by Heinen. 4 seconds here for Valley Falls. They get it into DeLong. Long three. It'll count, and it's just short off the right rim. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. So at one point, Valley Falls down 23-0 at the end of the first quarter. Found themselves down 28-22 early in the third. But a run by Perry LeCompton. And right now, the Cause leading at 41-27. We go to the fourth quarter right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of two games tonight here at Perry LeCompton. Our girls' game has been up and down and up and down both sides of the ball, but right now Perry LeCompton, the 2-touchdown lead. Home team Cause 41, road team Dragons 27. Girls' game here on KNZA going to the final 8 minutes here tonight. Again, Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Perry LeCompton jumped out to a 23-0 first quarter lead. Valley Falls dominated the second, got to within 6 early in the third, but Perry LeCompton with a big run over the final few minutes of that third quarter, leading by 14, first possession of the fourth, right to the rim, straight away, banking it in, and one, Macy Corcoran. And her big night continues. She has got 17 and a chance for one more. That foul going against Gracie Connor, her third in team foul number 1 here in the fourth quarter. Macy tonight, 17 points and 5 rebounds. Multiple steals, hits the rim twice, falling off, no. And they get Kalovich, I believe, with the foul on the rebound attempt. And that is number 3 on Tatum Kalovich. And the first foul on Perry LeCompton here in the fourth quarter. 15 seconds gone by. Brandon Tadman, Megan Sturton with you. Here's DeLong. Long pass into the front court with Heinen. Between the rings out high now with DeLong. Gets a screen. They go under. Thought about a straightaway 3. Instead, left side to Heinen, right back up top, here to Callie DeLong. 18 seconds on the shot clock here for the Dragons. They trail 43-27, that pass in there, but taken away. Turnover by the Dragons. It is Kalovich up the floor, missing is Macy Corcoran, and then Kalovich had it knocked away, and Kalovich just picked up her fourth foul. So quickly, the fourth foul on Tatum Kalovich. She got the rebound and then had it ripped away. And trying to get it back, but a lot of contact in there. So Brecken Moore checking in here for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Callie DeLong. 7:19 to go in the game. 43-27, Perry LeCompton by 16. Largest lead of the game was 23 when they led 23-0 at the end of the first quarter. Straight away up top, Valley Falls with the touch, Gracie Connor. Left side, Cox. Back up top. Three on the way. That missed everything but backboard. Might as well have been a pass. Missing inside was Connor trying to fight for her own miss as she puts up another one, gets a third opportunity, and then finally fouled after multiple offensive rebounds and stick back attempts. Gracie Connor to the line to shoot two. Ziva Rockhold picks up the foul. That is her first, team foul number three already on Perry LeCompton here in the fourth quarter. Here's Gracie Connor having a nice night. 8 points and six rebounds. Her first free throw, got the kind touch over the front rim. First point for Valley Falls here in the fourth quarter. Lead for the cause at 43-28. Jolie Corcoran, Emmy Reed, both checking back in here for Perry LeCompton, taking the spot of Metcalf and Blosser. 5'6 senior, Gracie Connor at the line. Next one also got a kind touch over the front rim. 2-for-2 trip there for Gracie Connor. First Dragon in double figures with 10 tonight. 43-29, Perry LeCompton, 6:45 to go in the game. Here's Rockhold left corner, lazy pass to the wing, nearly taken away by Heinen, but knocked out of bounds. Good hustle there. Perry LeCompton will keep, 24 on the shot clock. We'll dump it behind the midcourt line to Emmy Reed. Valley Falls sitting in a 2-3 zone. Reed passes one into the corner with Rockhold, and then that pass by Rockhold taken away. Terrible pass there. 2-on-1 break. Chloe Cox going to the right side. Heinen lost it, and then it was taken away by Perry LeCompton. They're going to say Macy Corcoran stepped on the baseline, and it's turnover v. turnover. So thankfully for the Dragons, they avoid that one there, get another opportunity up close. Trying to find a cutting Cox, gathering, putting one up, missing short off the front rim from the right block, and a rebound cleared away by Rockhold. About 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, Perry LeCompton leading by 14 with the possession. And that one knocked away. Fighting for it is Jolie Corcoran, able to get it back, gets it to Rockhold, left corner. Right back up top to Jolie. Right side, long pass. Emmy Reed on the wing. They want Macy at the elbow. She dives in. One dribble shot. Nearly banked it in. Good high rebound there. Pulled down by Abby Wilson. Her fourth tonight. 2 minutes in. Six to go in this fourth and final quarter. Dragons are down 43-29 with the possession from right to left. Right wing. Pass in the lane. It's Cox. Shot up. Got it to go. Through traffic down low. 7 in the game for Chloe Cox. Dragons trailing 43-31. 5:36 to go in the game. Emmy Reed picks up the dribble. Now Macy again diving in from the free throw line. Bumped, lost it. But a foul called against the Dragons. Their second foul here in the fourth quarter. This one, Abby Wilson, that is her second. Back into the game, we'll see Metcalf taking the spot of Rock Holden. Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton, fifth-year head coach, wants to burn a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 5:31 to go in this one. Perry LeCompton leading at 43-31. Again, Brandon Tadman with you here tonight. Megan Sturton, our KNZA producer. Always appreciate that hard work back in our Hiawatha studios. Again, if you are just joining us, this has been a wild game to say the least. Perry LeCompton opened it up with a 23-0 first quarter advantage. Valley Falls in desperate hope going into quarter number two, but the Dragons ramped it up both ends of the floor, outscored the cause 15-3 to get to within 26-15 at the half. Valley Falls then would start the third quarter strong, get to within 28-26, but once we got to that 6-point deficit for Valley Falls, cause would respond with an 11-0 run, and since then they've kept it at about a double-digit lead since. Right back in, beautiful offensive set, but Emmy Reed missing a shot up close, and then Macy trying to fight for it, saved underneath, and Valley Falls coming away with it. Boy, that was a great look by Macy Corcoran. Now a shot quickly up close, missing off the window by Heinen, and finally tipped around into the hands of Macy Corcoran. Could get a double-double tonight. Macy, backside pass, good defense in transition, knocking it out of bounds underneath was Abby Wilson, and the Cause will keep the possession, 5:07 to go in the game. 28 on the shot clock, and right now a 43-31 Perry LeCompton 12-point lead. They get it to Reed in the right corner, knifing her way through. There's a little hand check and a foul on the Dragons. This one on Chloe Cox reaching in on that baseline drive. Both teams now three fouls each in this fourth and final quarter, not quite 3 minutes in. Here's Callie DeLong checking back in for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Chloe Cox. So a fresh shot clock here for the Cause, leading by 12. Emmy Reed throws it into the backcourt. Metcalf into the corner. Jolie a three. That one well strong and unable to secure the rebound was Brecken Moore. It goes out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Perry LeCompton underneath. Once again, Emmy Reed to throw it in. Now this time left side of her own backboard. Looking for the wing. Nothing there. Short corner it goes. Macy Corcoran spinning. Putting a tough shot up and it goes in there. Nothing but net. Macy Corcoran turning, looking to dish on the wing, and then instead turns right back towards the basket, floats it up and in. She's got 19 in the game. It's 45-31, Perry LeCompton. Straight away, Heinen a three. This one high off the heel, but an offensive rebound for Connor. Turns it back, missing a second chance. Then it's pulled in by Macy Corcoran. She lost the handle, body hit the floor, and it's going to be a tie-up here. And the possession arrow, I believe, works it back here with Valley Falls. The Dragons get that possession back. 4.5 minutes to go. Dragons got work to do. They're down 14. Get it to Heinen here, left wing. Cause going man-to-man. Here's Moore on the dribble, and there's a bump and a foul. If that's Macy Corcoran, that is her fourth, and that is the case. So Corcoran and Kalovich each, along with Jolie Corcoran, all three of those players have four fouls. And that was the last foul to give here in the fourth quarter for the Cause. As we got 4:28 to go in the game, Dragons in the bonus the rest of the way. Into the corner it goes. Now a post touch, turning, facing, firing, missing a shot short was Abby Wilson. And it's cleared away by Aldrich and Perry LeCompton, and then she's immediately called for a carry in the front court. Cause had 7 turnovers in the first half. They have 12 here in the second half. Kalovich back into the game. Reed, Jolie Corcoran, Aldrich, and Metcalf, the 5 currently on the floor for Perry LeCompton. They lead the Dragons 45-31, 4:14 to go in the game. Dragons need to go on a run. High post, Moore, a shot, left elbow, no. Fighting for the rebound, and it's going to be an offensive foul, or I should say a foul on the rebound attempt. It's going against Abby Wilson. That is her third and team foul number 4. So 4:07 to go in the game. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Into the front court, Emmy Reed. All 5 of her points tonight in the third quarter. Dribbles waist high with the left hand. Crossing back over to her left on the wing. Into the corner it goes. Kalovich post touch. Turns, fires, banks it in for 2. Tatum Kalovich has had some size advantage down low, and she's got 10, pushing a double-double tonight. 47-31, 16-point lead now for the Cause at 3:39 to go. Dragons have it up top, right side. It is DeLong. Gets to the elbow, lost it, taken away. It's a turnover by the Dragons. A run out here for Emmy Reed. Fundamental off the left, finishing with the right off the window. 7 points here tonight for Emmy Reed, and it's 49-31. Cause blowing it open. Just north of 3 minutes to go. Certainly the Dragons had some opportunities and now finding themselves in trouble, and they turn it over again. A steal for the Cause. Here's Reed, backside, Jolie Corcoran, 2-on-1 break executed to perfection. It's the sophomore to the freshman, and Jolie now with 7. Lead is at 20 with 3 minutes to go. The Cause have had some big runs tonight and now trying to put it away here. As there's a trip up, Emmy Reed going to be called for a foul here on the perimeter. That'll be her third. And bonus time here for Valley Falls. As Gracie Connor will go to the line to shoot 2. Connor's got 10 points, 7 rebounds in this game to lead the Dragons tonight. The lefty's first free throw is pure. 3-for-4 at the line in this game. 11 points for Gracie Connor. Macy Corcoran checking back into the game, replacing the younger in Jolie. 2:52 left to go. 51-32, Perry LeCompton, second free throw, high off the front rim, and a high rebound secured by Tatum Kalovich. Perry LeCompton into the front court with 2:45 to go, leading it 51-32. Good extra pass, left corner, Metcalf, open 3, hits the heel. Macy Corcoran fighting for the offensive rebound, securing, putting one up. Missing the shot, but she is fouled. Free throws coming for Macy. And it's Abby Wilson who picks up her fourth foul. And free throws coming from Macy Corcoran, who's had a fantastic night. 19 points and 8 rebounds for the leading scorer and rebounder for this Perry LeCompton team, but her first free throw is no good, missing off the right rim. Both these teams have their regular season finales on Friday. Valley Falls will be at Jackson Heights. Perry LeCompton will be on the road at Royal Valley. Second free throw good for Macy Corcoran. She has got 20 tonight. That is the lead for the cause at 2.5 minutes to go. Dragons working into the front court. Right side on the wing. It's Heinen right back into the corner. More a three contested. And then a foul underneath, I believe, going against the Dragons on the rebound attempt. Appears to be Gracie Connor, and that is the case, and that is her fourth. So 90 feet left to right, we walk the other way for free throws, and it'll be Tatum Kalovich to shoot two. Tatum Kalovich unofficially one rebound away from a double-double tonight, 10 points and 9 boards. First trip at the line, 56% on the season, and that one spins out, no good. Now multiple subs coming in, a fresh 5 coming in for the Dragons. Might be calling off the dogs here. You got Kadrin Strickler. Try to get all these in there. Got Aaliyah Brown, a sophomore, her first minutes tonight. Also Lily Brown, a sophomore. The Dragons again at 1 point early third, got it to within 6, but Perry able to blow it open here down the stretch as Kalovich able to go 1 for 2. She knocks in the second free throw and has 11 points. Another sub in here, Jalen Baker checking back in. 2:22 to go, Perry LeCompton. That far away from their 11th win of the season. They lead it 53-32. Left side on the wing. This is Dakota Boyce, a sophomore who's into the game for the Dragons. Left side it goes, Bree Meyer. Shot inside, no, but a foul. Free throws coming here for the Dragons. At 2:09 to go in the game, they trail 53-32. They get the foul on Charlie Blosser. That is her second. And free throws here for the sophomore, Lily Brown. 1.8 points, 2.6 rebounds a game. Limited action for her, and her first free throw is no good. Aralee McKay, the sophomore, played a little bit in that first half, checking in here for Perry LeCompton, and that'll end the night for Emmy Reed. Second free throw by Lily Brown. This one is nothing but net. She goes 1 for 2 and has her first point here tonight. Cause leading it by 20, 53-33, 2:09 to go in the game. Fantastic boys game on tap coming up next. It is senior night here at Perry LeCompton. They will have some festivities between the games, so might have a little bit longer of a break between the girls and the boys games here tonight. That pass taken away. Lazy pass by McKay. Transition opportunity for Valley Falls off the window. No good there by Boyce. Fighting for the rebound. It was in there for Blosser, and then she is tied up. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Perry LeCompton with a minute 44 to go as they lead it 53-33. And we'll see Mary Yarm, a freshman guard, back in here for Joey Franzetta and Perry LeCompton. Here is Yarm into the front court. Final 95 seconds of this game. Good passing here. McKay, right wing, open three. She got it. Aralee McKay from downtown. Her first bucket tonight. 56-33. Perry LeCompton, 80 seconds to go. Right side on the wing. Lily Brown looking into the corner. It's Bree Meyer. Holds left hip, wants a post touch. Strickler underneath, had it knocked away, fighting for her own rebound, gets it off here to the elbow with Aaliyah Brown. Now back up top, here's Meyer for three, missing off the right rim. Rebound for Perry LeCompton and Jalen Baker. Final minutes in this game. Perry LeCompton going to get a substitution here. Little rotational piece in the timeout. Anna Smith, another freshman, going to get a... not quite a minute here down the stretch. Perry LeCompton's lead, 56-33. The Dragons are going to drop to 8-14 with the loss here tonight, with a road trip to Jackson Heights on deck Friday night to close out the regular season. That'll be a non-league game between those two. Perry LeCompton just trying to run it out. They lose it on the perimeter here, fighting for it in the lane. Finally picked up by Strickler and Valley Falls, and then coming away with it, Mary Yarm, a steal for the cause. little sporadic here. Sometimes you get that with the deep bench players here late in the game. Gets a little sporadic at times. About a 5-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock, and McKay's pass inside taken away as Valley Falls, maybe another possession or two. Here's a block touch turning. Aaliyah Brown facing, trying to knife her way through a double team. Kicks it back up top to Meyer with 15 seconds to go. Here is a right jump shot from the right baseline. That one's good by Lily Brown. Final 8 seconds in this one. Prairie LeCompton running it out. A 21-point lead. And that is all she said and wrote for this one here tonight. Ebbs and flows across the board. But at the end of the game, girls' side of it, it was all Prairie LeCompton as they defeat Valley Falls here tonight. Final score, 56-35. Post-game show coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post-game coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In between games here at Prairie LeCompton tonight, we are halfway in, halfway home. Cause in the girls' game pulling away in the second half, defeating Valley Falls 56-35. Our postgame here on a KNZA brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Man, this game just up and down really both ways. And after the first quarter, man, it looked like we were well on pace for a potential running clock. But credit Valley Falls, they came back strong. Prairie LeCompton led this game 23-0 at the end of the first quarter. The Dragons came back with a 15-3 advantage in the second. So we were sitting 26-15. Cause at the halftime break, Valley Falls came out strong first minute or two of the third quarter, got it to within 28-22, but the Cause would respond at that point with an 11-0 run, and at that point, they were to keep it in cruise control the rest of the way and win it again by 21. Cause 56 and the Dragons 35. Let's get you the post game numbers here for both these teams tonight. Again, Prairie Le Compton with the win. Go to 11-11 on the season. Valley Falls with the loss tonight. They drop to 8-14. For Prairie Le Compton tonight, big night for Macy Corcoran. She had 20 points and 8 rebounds. A near double-double for Tatum Kalovich. She had 11 points and 9 rebounds. 7 points apiece for Jolie Corcoran and Emmy Reed. 3 points apiece from Kaylin Metcalf, Eva Rockhold, and Aralee McKay. And 2 points, 4 rebounds tonight for senior Devin Aldrich. For Prairie Le Compton, they had, in this game, 22 turnovers. They were 6 of 13 at the line. They knocked down 4 threes, but a key stat here, they out-rebounded Valley Falls tonight 34-19. Valley Falls had 11 points and 7 rebounds from senior Gracie Connor. They had 7 points tonight from Chloe Cox, 6 points, 5 rebounds from Paisley Heinen, 3 points from Lily Brown, 2 points from Callie DeLong, and 1 point from Brecken Moore. Dragons had 20 turnovers. They were 10 of 21 at the free throw line, and they were only able to knock down 1 3-point shot in this game. Our stats here tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, of course, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks, and Courtney Brockoff. Now time to announce our player of the game here on KNZA tonight, and it is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, the leading scorer and rebounder for Prairie Le Compton coming into it, and that was exactly what we got tonight for 5'8 junior forward Macy Corcoran. Entered tonight's game averaging 13.3 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. And tonight she goes off for 20 points and 8 rebounds, and she was 4 of 8 at the free throw line, but a dominant effort here tonight for the leading scorer for Prairie Le Compton. 20 points and 8 rebounds for Macy Corcoran tonight. She is our player of the game, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, we do have a little bit of an extended break here. Megan Sturton in studio, keeping us locked in, busy, and ready to go. Of course, you got the boys' game coming up here, maybe 15, 20 minutes or so, as senior night festivities taking place right now on the court here at Prairie Le Compton High School. But again, halfway in, halfway home. Girls' final here at Prairie Le Compton tonight. Cause win it 56-35 over Valley Falls. We send it back to the studio, and we'll check back in right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.